No. Brother Hall, you think that, like, the way that we inherit, like the church, we'll inherit the earth when we return. Could that be a coincide with how this is going to work out?
Well, the earth is Christ's.
Yep.
And so we're the body of Christ. And we hold everything that we have is through him.
Yeah.
We have nothing. We got squat.
Yeah.
And we're never going to have squat except through Christ.
Yeah.
He's our kinsman redeemer. And that's the only way we're ever anything or ever will have anything. We have to hold it through him. We got nothing. Nobody has nothing.
It's kind of the same situation then.
Yeah, it is. It really is. That's true. It is. It's all about him.
Yeah.
It's not about us. It's all about him, the redeemer kinsman.
Wow. You know, this is a beautiful story.
Yes, it is.
And it's prophetic.
Yes, it is.
And it's a blessing.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Lord.
I think I made it to verse 10 last week as well. One thing about this section, it shows us to see things through. Naomi, she saw things through. She started, she said, your God will be my God. Where you go, I'll go.
Yeah, that's right.
And she was steady with everything. She didn't miss a beat.
She, no, she did not.
She continued.
She made a promise.
And made it good.
Ruth saw things through.
Yeah.
Yes,
you said
Naomi,
but you mean
that's KSN.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's KSN. Classic KSN.
Yeah. And then Naomi got on board.
Yeah.
She gave her the wisdom.
She got her hopes up finally.
Yeah. And she started out, just call me Mara.
Yeah. Hopeless.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm just waiting to die.
Uh-huh. And she got her wits about her.
Yeah.
But whenever the Holy Spirit starts in us, if we see it through, we're going to be glad we did.
Oh, amen.
It's going to be good. It's going to be challenges. Like we were saying this morning in the communion class, you can't just receive enough of God's word to live a good life. You have to prepare for the challenges because they're coming. And that way you can see it through. You won't change. Verse 10. And he said, blessed. Let me back up to verse 8. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself. And behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness, or more chesed, in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to thee all that thou requirest. For all the city of my people doeth know that thou art a virtuous woman. I like how Brother Horton said it, for every gate of the city, my people.
Every gate of my people.
Yep. Doeth know that thou art a virtuous woman. You know, this kind of news, it traveled throughout Israel.
Yes, it did.
That was the talk of the town, the talk of the country.
The talk of every town.
Yeah.
The talk of every town.
And what makes it so unique, they had no internet.
They had no internet.
And no television, no radio. It was all word of mouth.
Yes, it was.
And, you know, we can get a lot done through word of mouth.
That's true. If God is in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
When we speak up for the Lord and stand, that's word of mouth on his behalf. When you tell what God did for you, you're witnessing to others that God is good. He said, verse 12, and now it is true that I am thy near kinsman, Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. And he said, tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the kinsman's part, the part of a kinsman, to these, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until morning. And he was willing to do this, and he knew that it was going to benefit Ruth and Naomi.
Yes.
Now this means that she would be able to keep the land that she had through marriage.
That's right. If she bears a son, she bears a son. They need to have a son.
And then the son will own
that
land.
Right. The son holds the land, and then Naomi, as his mother, reaps the profits of the land. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, you know, and this was kindness. This is the same kind of love that Christ showed us.
Exactly.
When in 1 Peter chapter, First Peter should be one chapter, but the first chapter of 1 Peter shows you the same love that Jesus showed, the same love that Boaz showed Ruth, and it encouraged us to love people the very same way. And he starts out with that, with the same love that Christ showed. Verse 2 says, likewise ye wives, and to love your own husbands, in the same pattern. And the Lord, I believe the Lord did that because the wife in that city, in that town where people was writing their letter to, the wives were more apt to follow through with that kind of love. And then it reads on down, it says, likewise ye husbands. Because if the wife will do it, the husband will too. And then it goes on down and says, likewise ye children. But it's all following chapter 1. All the way to chapter 5. It's following that same pattern. And this kind of selfless love can build up every relationship. Not just friends and family, but boss and employee, business owner and manager. The same love of working friendships, marriage, within the family, without the family. And then it's the pattern of the body of Christ. So this is what Boaz is doing for Ruth and Naomi. Verse 14, and she lay at his feet until the morning. And she rose up before one could know another. And he said, let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And I like the counsel of Naomi. He said, and when she came near to her mother-in-law, she said, who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done unto her. And she said, these 6 measures of barley gave he me. For he said to me, go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. And she said, then said she, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. And she knew how he would feel. She knew that he was serious. This was a message to Naomi that he wanted to be the kinsman redeemer.
Yeah.
And the 6 measures of barley, what did that represent?
I don't know about this. You mean the number 6? I don't know.
Yeah. He gave us 6 measures of barley.
Of course, 6, you know, barley, again, we're not talking about wheat, so we're talking about Gentiles.
Yeah.
Barley represents Gentiles, which is the Gentile church.
Mm-hmm.
6, when it's not 7.
Yeah.
Only 6. Not 7 measures of barley, but only 6. That's interesting. I don't know. We could probably We probably speculate about that and go all kind of different ways with that. Why six and not seven? I don't know. There could have been all kind of numbers, but...
Maybe that's just what it held.
Well, it could have held less.
Every time you see a number.
I don't know whether it could have held seven or not. I don't know whether she could have. Maybe she couldn't carry seven.
That's how you don't just put. That's why you filled it up.
She could have. If she could carry six, she could carry one. If she could carry one, she could carry two. If she could carry six, she could carry three. If she could carry four, she could carry five.
He wanted to bless her.
He wanted to bless her. That's true.
Whenever I see a number, I believe there's a message with it.
There probably is there somewhere.
And I know there are 6 days we work on the seventh day we rest.
That is true.
And she's about...
Six is an imperfect number.
Yeah.
It's not the number of completion.
Right.
It is an imperfect number. I mean, you could talk about, well, you know, maybe he gave her six measures of barley because this deal, it wasn't a done deal yet.
Yeah.
Because he still had to confront the anonymous redeemer. And he had to edge him out. And
yeah.
It wasn't a done deal yet.
Yeah.
So it's still incomplete.
And she's about to enter rest when
that's
she gets
right.
married.
That's true. She is about to enter into her rest. That is correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's good.
That is good.
You know it. I'm going to pray about that.
I was wondering about that because, you know, he said these six measures of barley back. He says, it's not right for you to go back to your mother's
life. That's right.
Empty-handed. So if you were saying that Ruth got married to Boaz that next day.
I believe that's true.
If that's true, the barley was for Naomi.
Yeah.
Because Ruth wouldn't need it.
She doesn't need it.
When she got married.
She doesn't need
she
it. She's not going to need it, no.
So this was to take care of Naomi until he could bring her into the house
that's
after
correct.
The wedding and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So whenever we see things through, it's going to be good and wonderful.
There you go.
All right, we're about out of time. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for every soul that hears your word and wants to do it. Lord, help us to see things through, to be all that we can be in you, in Jesus' mighty name. Help us to do all that's in your heart, nothing lacking, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.